Yeah, so I'm Pat. The kids didn't know, but I was slain during the week. Okay, so maybe they knew. So I'm going to give two disclaimers first. So after I preached last time, Dr. Mark gave me some feedback and told me that I could do it so much better. There's so much room for improvement. He didn't really say that, but one of the pieces of advice that he did give me, though, is try to use less notes, use less of an outline. And so I'm going to try that. So if I get a little off topic, it's his fault. And the other disclaimer, there's a pretty good chance that I might cry up here. relatively, I'm a pretty emotional guy, and so and especially comes out when I talk. And there'll be a part in which pretty obvious when it's coming. Try my best to get us out of here by noon. even with all of the crying and the stopping and the going on. So I thank you all for being here. I thank you all for being here on time and those that weren't on time. Alec, I appreciate you coming anyway. He wanted a shout out, so here it is. So I'm not just going to get up here and tell jokes, so I really do have a message as well. And so that begins now. So the context of Reverend Derek already kind of talked about the context, and Pastor Gene practically already gave my sermon too. So there I was, the Church of Acts. It was the early church. And the extra point that I just want to emphasize too about the early church was that it was a place of learning and growing. If you read the book of Acts, there's like countless debates and things that they were trying to get better as the church, trying to learn and grow with new people joining, people leaving. There's some pretty serious things like persecution that was going on in very serious ways. But the church context was a place where they were trying to figure it out. And the hardest part of figuring it out, you all know people, you're clearly sitting by people, and living and working with people is a difficult thing. And living and working with people is what it means to be a Christian. So I was actually just at AZ Camp. It was last week, and so that's why I was gone the previous two Sundays, was prepping and then also finishing and recovering, mostly recovering on the second Sunday. But Reverend Michael, he is a pastor down in Buena Vista in Alameda, California, and he brought, like, it's a really simple thing, and I was like, wow, that's pretty clever. How did I never hear that or come up with that on my own? That's very simple. But he says that the aspect of the gospel, so like the cross, like we all know what the cross is actually used for, but a symbolic way in which he described it was the down part of the cross is our connection and our relationship with God. So God reaching down to us and us being in relationship with God. But the side is like the social aspect, us being in a relationship with community. And this is all throughout the gospel, this is all throughout the Old Testament. God wanting us to care for Him and love God, and God caring for us, but also so many over and over and over again commandments to care for one another in different ways. These have always gone hand in hand, loving God, loving our neighbor. They're just said in different ways, and one place literally just says that. What is the greatest commandment is to love God and to love your neighbor. And this comes in many ways. This comes in caring for the poor, caring for the oppressed, standing for those that cannot be stood for. Most of my sermons are around just that, the church reaching out and caring for the rest of the world, and that's the duty of the church, is to care for others and to be there. The world is a very hard place. There's a lot of difficult things, and we all know difficult things happen in the world. And we all, as a community, every single one of us at different points in our life, need a safe, a soft, safe place to land. And that's what I see the church as. That's what I see the church's mission. A place where we can be ourselves and we can feel cared for. This doesn't seem like that radical of a concept. It's a very simple thing. But when it's happening, it's a radical thing to witness. It's an amazing thing to see someone share themselves and be loving and embraced. There's a moment at camp, actually, that a young man shared a part of his story that he hasn't shared with a lot of people. He shared it, he was emotional and he was sharing. And afterwards, I saw the community, the camp community, just hug over and over again. One big hug as they prayed for him, individuals hugging him as he was leaving, a group of guys in the corner hugging him long after he had shared. This is a radical response. To be able to share the deepest parts of ourselves with one another and be responded with love. But I use this part of Acts because I think it's interesting, because you see a group of people that don't really have it together. And so in there, people were complaining. You see a group of people that are complaining because certain people are being neglected. I think the translation that I had was like the Hellenistic Jews and the Jews? Is it? That might be wrong. Don't quote me on that. Anyway, a certain group of people was being neglected. And this is people that were within their community, within their basically the equivalent of their church, that their ministry, the people within their own ministry is being neglected. And oftentimes, churches, people will want to care so much for everyone on the outside of the church, which is obviously something I fully support. But in that process, as we've seen in this chapter, that sometimes it's neglectful for those in our own midst, and forgetting that people in our own midst absolutely need that soft place for us to land. This is a call for the community, our community, to reach out and care for those within us. It's not an either or. It's not like, okay, we'll do the outside, some people do the inside. It's a team effort to make sure that all are cared for. Those on the outside, those on the inside. When I say all, I'm including you all, you as an individual as well, in moments in which you need care for. Our church, one of the things I've learned here at Blaine is just that, of how to care for those on the inside. And I think, actually when I was preparing this message and choosing this passage, I actually didn't know we were doing the congregational care ministry, and so I was like, oh wow, this is perfect. And then Dr. Reverend Pastor Jeannie got up and basically preached the whole sermon. Time's done. All right. Just remember what she said. But that's one of the examples, though, of what a church ministry should be about. But it's not just that. It's also a call to be with each other and to carry one another. And not just on Sundays, not just on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and then again on Sunday. The church should be a place where we can rest, where we can feel that love and care for one another. And this should be exemplified in everything that we're doing, in every way that we're doing it. So the way in which we prepare for the bazaar, that it's done with grace and love for one another, in the sukiyaki dinner, in the big events, in the small events, how we're interacting, and how we're lifting one another up and making sure that we're putting each other in the best position that we can. This is the part that... So when I came to this church, 3 years ago, I didn't realize that I also needed a soft place to land. And you all probably didn't realize it. Well, some of you probably did. Some of you probably looked at me like, he needs some help. We'll pray for this one. And for those of you that did, thank you. Those are prayers for me, not those. But when I came to this place, I came from Iowa. Iowa is a very different state than Washington. I have a lot of dear friends and family that are still in Iowa, but I don't know if it's a coincidence, but all of the ones I'm closest with all seem to be moving out of Iowa, and it's not a coincidence. But while I was in Iowa, one of the things that I struggled with in the churches that I'd been a part of and was with, that I never really, I knew I was a Christian, I was a part of the Christian family, but I always felt like an outsider in many of the churches that I was in. And I think that's the radical part about this church and the radical part about the gospel of Jesus. Probably most people that would see me walking into this church would think I would be the outsider here. Mostly because I'm just so much taller. That's the only reason I don't find an outsider. But when I came to this church and you continually fed me physically, also spiritually, more and more I realized that I was a part of the inside of this church. And I can't thank you all enough for that. Some of the hardest things I've gone through in my life, I've gone through while I've been here in Seattle, but in different ways. Coming to church on Sunday brought me life. Our youth are some of the weirdest people I've ever met. But you all brought me so much life. Every time we hung out and just had fun. Our college group, I remember there's one particular Wednesday night that we were gathering. And the night before was a really hard night of work at the shelter. And that next day I was just really struggling with what had happened. But when I shared that with our college group, there was a night that I think it was in Derek's, the lobby of Derek's apartment. And I was able to share that. And their response to me, their lips to me, brought so much comfort, brought so much love for the ministry team that I've been able to work with. Pastor Dion's like a super weird older brother. I don't know if Derek knows this, but Nicole and Esther and I joke about Reverend Derek being like our brother and dad. Over and over again, teaching moments and nurturing us when we need it, and caring for us when we need it.
Good stuff.
to finally to feel that love of this community. Made the decision to move so much harder. People ask if I'm going to miss Seattle. Seattle's alright. It's a fine city. The air is pretty clean usually. but the answer is always the hardest part is the friends, the people that I've met here. And the fear that I wouldn't have the church like you all again in Boston. But through the children's message, through the gifts and the care, and the reason that I wanted to become a member here, because I knew that doing those is being a part of the family and being cared for and not being forgotten. I was only here for 3 years. It seems like so much longer. This part so much isn't a sermon anymore. This is more of a, just more of a personal thank you. But what you all have done is an embodiment of the sermon, an embodiment of the message that I wanted. At this point, I don't know, I could name all of you individually, but that would just take super long, and I know you all aren't going to stay here forever. So, I'll wrap up by just saying thank you. And ask that you continue to be community that loves the world, that wants to care for the world, that gets into politics for the world, that loves the oppressed and poor, and continues to be generous, but to embrace every person that walks into this church, and embrace each other that you're sitting next to.